Well, well, well. What do we have here? A frightened little boy. Didn't think the summoning will work, did you? You did? All right then. I hope you're ready for what's to come. I am going to fuck you bloody. Do you think you can handle that? Not many can. No human has ever endured the intense pleasure I deal with. I hope you'll be able to put up a fight against me, Pat. I do like a good struggle. Can you smell that, boy? It's my aphrodisiac. It's the scent of a full-grown succubus, permeating from every inch of my blood-red skin. In just a minute, I will fully entrance you. Your body will betray you. The more you try to fight it, the worse it will be. Your mind will scream for me to stop. But all that will come out of that sweet little mouth of yours is a desperate begging for more. Your hands will grasp for whatever they can, gripping my horns, my breasts, my ass and tail, all of which will only intensify the pleasure. Physical contact with a succubus is the doom for a human such as yourself. When your hand grips me, you will never be able to let go. Not until I'm finished with you. Now you're really looking frightened. Not what you expected. Perhaps you just wanted a good lay. But where would be the fun in that? No. By inviting me here, you completely surrendered yourself to me. You can try to escape, of course. If you want to survive this ordeal with your mind intact, you'll have to find a way out quick. But you better hope I don't catch you, or I will have that oh so amusing struggle I was looking forward to. Falling down on your knees already. You're right, of course. Fighting will be futile. Though, I'll admit, I am disappointed. You don't look like a boy who would be ready for a fucking. If you didn't want to get fucked, why in heavens did you call me here? Are you an idiot? Oh. I'll give you company if that's what you wish for. But sadly for you, I don't deal with the soft company I think you'd hope for. Now listen to me, you pathetic little human. You summoned a succubus. You should know what that means. Don't apologize like that. Must humans plead for their lives, repeating sorry as self-defense, as if it would help? You're not doing that. You seem genuinely sorry for calling me here. A shame, really. But don't worry, I will make you plead for mercy like the rest. Okay? Well, what are you doing? Why the fuck are you okay with this? Look, I'm starting to see what makes you upset. But you don't have a choice. You made a contract with me the instant you summoned me. I will fuck you. Enough with the okays and sorries. Why did you call me tonight? Truly, what was your plan when I turned up? Just because you're lonely doesn't mean you could call upon a succubus. Don't you know who we are? We work for the devil. I am the epitome of the seven hells of pleasure. And that would be my gift to you. Ah, fuck me. Okay, I'll cut the act. Listen, I'm sorry for the things I said. It was all part of a play, alright? I don't think you're pathetic, and I don't know you well enough to say that you're an idiot, though summoning me was stupid. I think I understand what's going on. Let me go through it and you can stop me if I'm wrong, okay? Alright. You're not actually looking for a good play, right? As a succubus, I can sense your intentions and lust. You're frustrated, but not for a sexual interaction. You just want to be with someone. Am I right so far? Oh, that's what I thought. So tonight, you decided to take a shot in the dark and summon me to get physical contact, without the intention of getting fucked. You just wanted someone to hold you, correct? Oh no, don't apologize, sweetie. It's honestly nothing to be ashamed of, at all. But, I'm sorry to say so, but you made a mistake. Come, sit on the bed with me. Take my hand. You don't need to worry about the never letting go thing. I won't do that to you. Smell the air. The aphrodisiac is almost completely gone. I'm not gonna force you to do anything. Do you want me to hold you? That's what you were hoping for, wasn't it? So come here, let me hug you. Goodbye. The thing is, when you summoned me, you made a pact. A contract which can't be broken, or it will have horrible repercussions. I don't want that for you, but I also don't want to force myself on you. However, we need to have sex, or at the very least, I need your cum. Do you understand? Oh, I can feel you trembling in my arms. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. We can do this in a few different ways. I can help you get off. Hand job, blow job, boob job, anything really. Or I can simply strip for you. You can watch my naked body to help yourself get off and shoot your cum on me. Another thing I could do is to give you a little bit of my aphrodisiac. Just a little bit. Your mind would still be present and you'd have complete control. You would just be aroused and just a few strokes would make you come. Do you understand what I'm saying? We really don't have a choice. But we could do it any way you want. Of course, sweetie. I can hold you a little longer. There's no rush. I'm here for however long you need. I'll try my best to make you as comfortable as I can. You're clinging to me as if your life depended on it. I'm really sorry about all this. and you felt like you didn't have a choice. It's horrible to feel so alone. I hope you won't hate me for what we have to do. You seem like a sweet person, not like the usual sleazeball girl for me. I will be with you. Do you have any idea for what you want to do about it? Of course, I'd be happy to help you out. That's what I'm here for, after all. Don't worry about all the things I said when I first arrived. You'll give me your calm the way you want. We'll go slow, and I'll try my best to take good care of you. You don't know where to start? Okay, I will guide you. I want to ask you something, and don't take it as an insult. But you're inexperienced with this, aren't you? Like, very inexperienced. No, that's completely fine. I think it's nice. Even if you feel awful about it, I'm glad there are people who take their time. Despite feeling like you're missing out on things, let me tell you, the actual sex part, it's quite overrated. Just don't feel ashamed of who you are, okay? Have you ever kissed a girl in your adult life? Then, pucker up, stud. How did you like it? Did it feel good? I'm glad. Are you feeling okay so far? Then let's try something extra. Yes, darling. Use your tongue. Just try to match my movement, okay? Good. Very good. Fuck. You're a great kisser. I can feel how much you're putting into this. You're doing great. You're a good boy, aren't you? I'm happy I can be the one to guide you through this. It feels like a privilege. What? You're definitely not wasting my time here. I don't want you to ever think that again, alright? Good. I can feel your cock getting hard. You're getting excited, aren't you? I'm glad. I hope you let me help you through all the steps. I don't think you can notice it, but your cock smells absolutely amazing. I really hope you will let me play with it, but that will have to wait for now. I assume you haven't never seen a naked girl before? I don't mean in porn, silly. I mean with you. One standing right in front of you, and will let you touch her anywhere you want. Figured. So, I will undress for you. I know I don't exactly have much clothes on. That's kind of iconic for a succubus. But I will remove the clothing I have. After all, they cover the most interesting parts, aren't they? There's one thing you should know. Most girls won't look like this, alright? I mean, besides having red skin, my body is quite perfect. That's not a brag. It's simply how a succubi are formed. Whenever we're summoned, we change our bodies into the features the summoner finds most arousing. And I will admit, I quite like this body. You have good taste. So, I will give you a little show. First, my boots. Off with the skimpy little skimpy rags covering my nipples. And here we go. They're quite nice. I mean, I know you will like it, but I rather do as well. Just a perfect shape and feel. Pushing them together like this looks pretty hot, doesn't it? I think they will fit absolutely perfectly into your hands. I'm looking forward to having you fill me up. Not quite yet, sweetie. I take my panties and these tie-high stockings off first. Unless you want me to keep the stockings on. Sure thing, but you want the panties off at least, don't you? Good. I'm hoping that means you'll want to put a little something inside me later. How about I turn my ass to you and slowly bend over as I pull the panties over my ass. Do you like what you see, darling? Judging by your expressions, I think you do. And with the panties off, I can straddle your lap. I'm all yours, darling. You don't have to be afraid of touching me. I promise nothing bad will happen. Go ahead, grab my breast, sweetie. Like I said, I'm all yours. I was right. They fit perfectly in your hands. Ah, good boy. Squeeze them. Tightly. I use your fingers on my nipples. Oh, very good. Yes. It feels great. You're so gentle. Not at all what I'm used to. You can suck on them. You're really good at this, don't you? Using your tongue around my nipple like that really feels amazing. Okay, yes. Put very light pressure on them with your teeth. Just like that. Now try to roll them within your teeth. Fuck. That feels really good. You're doing great. Good boy. Darling, your cock has been poking me since I sat down on you. It's about to burst. So you have to make a choice. How do you want this to go? You look a little puzzled. Hard to decide? It doesn't have to be just one orgasm. I know men are very sensitive after they come, but I can help with that. Hasn't been I use some of my aphrodisiac, but it would only be to get your cock reinvigorated. You think you'd be okay with that? Great. So how do you want to start? Personally, I would love to suck your cock and swallow all of your delicious seed. Then, if you had me, I'd like your next load inside my pussy. How does that sound? I'm happy you like my plan. Then, shall we start? I'll get down on my knees in front of you. Pull down your pants and... Here's the source of this delicious smell. The thing that such a good boy like you has such a big boy hidden in his pants. I will use my boobs for you. Are you ready? Then prepare for some pleasure you've never felt before. Oh wow, even your cock is a perfect fit for my breast. How does it feel? Rubbing my breast up and down your cock? Judging from your podcast, it feels very, very good. I use my tongue for you too. I'm sure you're not expecting a kiss, but it's not a human tongue. It's much longer. It's not a human tongue. It's much longer. And I can wrap it around the tip of your cock. It feels good, doesn't it? Coming? Yes, of course, sweetie. Be a good boy and come in my mouth. It's okay. Do it. Come for me. Oh, fuck, I love cum. And yours tastes so fucking sweet. I hope you like your first blowjob, darling. What's wrong? Are you worried about coming too early? Don't be silly. It's completely okay. It's perfectly normal to come early the first few times. It's nothing to be ashamed of, okay? Good. So now that you don't have to worry about that, how was it? Please tell me you could enjoy it, even a little bit. I'm glad. I definitely like it too. Your cock is honestly perfect. A good cock for a good boy. So, darling, I have what I need now. If you want, we can end the night here. Or we could go all the way. All you'll need is just some licks from my tongue, glazed with aphrodisiac, and you'll be good to go again. What do you say? Oh wow, you're getting bold. I didn't expect you to answer me with a kiss. I'm happy. I want to be the one to take you through it. I'll be gentle, I promise. Lie down on the bed for me, and I'll use my tongue to get you ready again. How does that feel, sweetie? Just give it a couple of seconds and you'll be as hard as before. Come to think of it, you've never seen a pussy either, have you? And then take a good look. If I spread my lips, can you see? This is where your cock will go. And can you imagine? Such a tight hole. How could your marvelous cock fit through it? I'll tell you, darling. It will stretch for you. Just enough to fit your precious cock inside me. And it looks like your cock is ready now. I bet the thought of my pussy stretching for you helped you get hard, didn't it? Just stay lying down like that. I'll be on top. Are you ready? Yeah? What are you ready for? Tell me. Oh. Oh, you're such a good boy, aren't you? Oh, yes, darling. I will sit down on your cock. Oh. Oh, fuck. Look, sweetie. Your entire cock is inside me. How do you feel? It's an intense feeling, isn't it? It might feel overwhelming at first, but soon you'll only feel really good. I'm gonna start writing you now. Tell me if you want me to stop, okay? Fuck. I won't lie. I wanted to feel your cock inside me since I started to smell your excitement. It's so good. Aren't you? Are you okay? Thank you, darling. It makes you very happy to know I can satisfy you so well. Don't you worry about your voice. Let it out. It is really sexy to hear you moan too. Yes, just like that. Fuck, you're turning me on so bad right now. This. You got gentle touch on my body, and this your sweet moan, and your precious cock. I'm so happy you called on me tonight. You're doing great, baby. Like I told you before, I'm yours tonight. Touch me wherever you want. You can grip on my ass. Cut my boobs or take a hold of my horns. Actually, grab my tail. Fuck yeah. My tail is really sensitive. No, you don't hold it too hard. It feels great, sweetie. Can you move your hands up and down it? I almost laugh if you're jerking your cock. But yes, that's good. You're so gentle with me. I haven't felt like this in eons. Goodbye. Suck on my boobs. Fuck, your cock in my pussy, your hand on my tail, and your mouth on my breast. I can't stand it. I'm sorry, sweetie. This is supposed to be your moment, and mine. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Yeah? Just let me know if you want me to do anything else for you. Yes, I'll kiss you. You're perfect, darling. Oh, I'll stop. I'm sorry. Oh, I'll stop. Oh, I'll stop. I'm sorry. Did I do something wrong? Oh, that's fine. You can come inside me. You want to come inside me, right? I promise it will feel great. Hmm? So, don't worry about anything. I'll just come whenever you want. I'll go a little faster until you pop. Yes. I'll take your cum. All of it. Fuck. It feels so good to slam my ass down on your thighs every time I fall on your cock. Hey, do you want to do something really kinky? You can only do for a succubus? Yeah? Take my tail into your mouth. Suck on it, please. It will help me come with you. And I really, really want to come. I should put your load inside me. Yes, thank you. Fuck. It feels really good. I should have known you'd be good at this when you're such a fantastic kisser. Okay. I'm cold. Fuck. Are you? Yeah. Come for me. Don't wait. Just do it. I will come with you. When I feel your cock pressing inside me, I will come all over it. What? No. Come for me. Goodbye. Oh, goodbye. Come. Fuck. Fuck. Sweetie, holy fuck. Holy fuck. I feel your cloud gushing inside me. I have to lie down. Here. Lay your head on my chest. You are so good. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. I haven't felt like this for eons. I can't remember the last time I felt dissatisfied and pleased. I don't think it's only about the sex, even if it was great. You're just such a precious person. Oh fuck, I have felt as good as I did. Since I didn't use any of my aphrodisiac, I can't really tell. Are you happy? Are you satisfied? Thank you. I'm glad we could both make each other feel good. Hmm? Oh no, I don't have to leave yet. I can stay with you for a bit. Are you getting tired? Sex can be pretty exhausting. And you came twice. You can fall asleep like this. I'll stay with you until you do. But listen, I won't be here when you wake up, alright? Don't be sad. It's just the way this succubus thing works. I'm gonna bend the rule a little for you, though. Usually, something like this only works once. But if you're okay with it, I will give you a mark that will let you summon me anytime you want. Is that okay? Yeah? Great. Only you and other succubi will be able to see it. There. Mark on the tip of your nose. That mark means you're mine. Not that I own you, but more as a mark that you're my client. That sounds way too business-like, but you get what you mean. No other succubi will take you now, and it's not only for your sake. I don't think I would want other succubi to have you. I've grown fond of you after this evening. I hope that's okay. You're the sweetest. Then we'll see each other whenever you want to. One last thing before I let you sleep. I'm so proud of you.